We now call to order the Township of Piscataway Council meeting of September 9th, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, and dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy of the official to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, can I please have a roll call?
Councilmember Cahill. Councilmember Carmichael.
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Erin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag. Good evening, Council. Are there any comments from the administration and Council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda? Okay. Opening to the public for the comments regarding item number 10, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, for the remote attendees, I apologize. If you wish to speak now at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue regarding item number 10 on the consent agenda items?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration that will then respond if necessary.
Good evening, Council President. I'm Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I was just wondering on item B, what the dollar amount for the CDBG grant is and whether the council or administration has plans if things go sideways or not as planned in Washington that we would actually.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last
part? Sure. How much is the CDBG resolution for? 10B. And then what is the backup plan if we don't actually get that? Is this money that's been allocated and received, or is it money that we are expecting to get? And if it's the latter, is there any backup plan if we don't get it? Like the federal government may or may not actually be operational at the end of September. So I was just curious.
The amount is $278,453, and this money will be used for the LODAMOD targeted areas for road improvements.
You mean low and moderate income residents? Or
no, there is a census tract identified by the federal government for a LODAMOD census tract. So we can do roadway improvements within that census tract, and that's what we are planning to do. This has been a grant award letter. So you can't accept it as a Chapter 159 unless you receive a grant award letter, and that's that's where we're at with that.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Curtis Grubbs, 1750 West 3rd. Which one is it? I need to talk to the mayor or committee on letter E. I need to be a little more detailed, and I'm trying to figure out why.
If I may, Council President, this is taking care of the 3rd Street that backs up to South 2nd, because in the past we had Jersey barriers out blocking off the streets. Last year we installed 2 of the streets that we have now, the pop-up barriers. They stay up during the normal time, and if we have a snow event or an emergency event, they can be lowered down manually. So that's why we're doing it.
Okay, the purpose I'm asking you is the situation, I think that's why they were put there, was because of the problem we had a couple of years ago. I understand, and the neighbors respect that popular and know that one street. And I think I'll have to get the rest of the neighbors to see if we can stop this one. Oak Street does not need a barrier.
Curtis, that all 3 of those streets to make it uniform are receiving it. So this is the last.
Okay. Do you ever think about taking them down sometime? They stay up permanently unless it's.
Well, let's just put it this way. We're hedging our bets. So hopefully no trouble starts out there again. So we're keeping them up.
Okay. Well, I think you need to put a hold on it. I have to have the rest of people figure this one out. I don't think this one's a good one. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I see no one else for in-person attendees. Closing in-person attendees. Item number 7, ordinance second reading, amending various chapters of the revised general ordinance of the Township of Piscataway. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 32, Stormwater Management and Control, Articles 2, 3, and 4, Stormwater Management, Private Storm Drain Inlet Retrofitting, and Privately Owned Salt Storage, was introduced on the 22nd day of July, 2025, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 20th day of August, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on September 9th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published, together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-19.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public. Opening to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody for remote attendees?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. I see no one in the in-person attendees. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Aaron.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Carmichael. Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Thank you. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 4, Section 12. Rotating vehicle towing record services up for Township Police. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 4 Licensing and Business Regulations, Section 12 Rotating Vehicle Towing Wrecker Services for Township Police, was introduced on the 12th day of August 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 20th day of August 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on September 9th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-20.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no in-person attendees stepping up. Closing. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Owen.
Second.
Can I have a roll call?
Councilmember Carmichael? Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Arun?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 9, ordinance first reading, rescinding ordinance number 2024-42, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, rescinding ordinance number 2024-42 in its entirety, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 7th day of October 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
A second.
Councilman Owen.
Roll call.
Councilmember Carmichael? Councilmember
yes.
Leibowitz?
Councilmember
yes. Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Arun?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 10, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council and in advance of the meeting. Have a motion, please.
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Roll call.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Arun?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 11, announcements and comments from officials. Council Member Sharon Carmichael.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to say I enjoyed the concerts on Thursdays that I was able to attend at Columbus Park. I'm sorry, not Columbus Park, Riverside Park. But the ones I attended were at Riverside. And the last one was especially nice. It seemed like we had a lot of participation, not just from us, but from the many of the folks in the community who came out, and it was great. So the committee itself, I think, has done a great job with organizing those concerts. So looking forward to them next year, and good way to start off the fall. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Good evening,
Councilmember Laura Leibowitz.
Hello. I know that we approved the extension down at Hancock and Normandy. I have heard from my neighbors who live back in that area that any things that we have to just maintain as best quality of life back there as possible, the idling ordinances, the littering ordinances, the dumping ordinances, the noise ordinances, that it should really, you know, as much as we can, preserve the quality of life the back of that neighborhood.
I agree, but I also want to let the council know a Fair Share of Housing has a lawsuit against this. They want to build 80 units across the street from there, just so you know, Laura. 80 units. They want to build 100 units on this township property, right here, right where we're sitting right here.
Well, I'd rather have people than trucks.
Thank you. Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi.
Yes, thank you, President. A couple of items. First and foremost, this Thursday is 9/11. May we never forget. And anyone wishing to join us in a ceremony, we will be over at the Piscataway Elks Club at 6 o'clock in the evening for the 9/11 yearly memorial service that the Elks holds. This Saturday, we have a shredding event. And I'd like to also congratulate the Traffic Division on their Safe Streets Award. That was a very, very big award that they received. And kudos to all of the hard work that all of them over at the Traffic Division have put into that program, Safe Streets. And our townwide yard sale is plugging away. We have between 150 and 200 residents signed up at this point. That is in October, and it's on the 4th and the 5th, a Saturday and Sunday. So if you're looking to get rid of some of your wares, that is the weekend. Sign up.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilwoman Sarah Rashid.
I wanted to make a shout out to our neighbors who are celebrating Milad al-Nabi, Onam, and Navratri. You know, over the last 1 week and going into the next few days. So I wish them well. I also wanted to remind people, please, if you haven't registered to vote, please do. October 14th is the last day to register to vote. So please, every vote counts and your voice matters. So do remember to vote. And putting on my proud band parent hat here, the Super Chiefs are having band festival on October 4th. 16 bands from across the county are coming, and there will be a lot of fun performances at the high school. So please, you know, if you enjoy music like Cheryl, make sure you buy a ticket and come. Or if you want to sponsor or donate, please reach out. You know, the kids need all the encouragement. So hope to see you there.
Thank you so much. Councilman Frank Earn?
No comment at this time, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mayor Brian?
Centennial Avenue is underway. Be prepared for 16 months of construction out there. We have a lot of other streets. Summershade and Mimosa are going to be under construction hopefully within the next 2 weeks. Lovegar 2, Frank, over your neck of the woods. Winans should be wrapping up hopefully soon after 2 years. Yeah, thank you. And Cedarwood was finished up last week after 3 years, so which is good.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Thank you, Council President. I just wanted to inform the public. So there was a resolution on there for a bond ordinance for $20 million for the ESIP program. So that is for our solar project, but please know the township is expecting somewhere around $5.5 million in tax credits as a result of our solar project. And as of today, JFK Library in our senior center is fully solar operated, and we anticipate the rest of the sites being up and running by the end of October. Once they're up and running, then the township can submit for that federal reimbursement, as well as receiving what's called SRECs. It's an estimation of how much we produce. So that's additional funding to offset that cost. They're callable bonds, so we could pay those off as we are able to. The 911 communication dispatch center is about 90% done. We are just waiting for final connection of our generators, and we'll start getting the radio equipment and testing that out. So that's very exciting. So any potential carriers who are interested in bidding on our bid, which will be going out probably next month for a lease to locate on our tower, you're welcome to bid on that project. And the contract paperwork is in for the ecological park. So we're going to be soon setting up the pre-con meeting and get that remediation going. And that's what I have for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Casarelli. Attorney Raj Kumar.
Yeah, no comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, as everyone knows, school is back. So please drive carefully out there as our days are getting darker quite earlier. Yeah, be aware. And also just to remind everyone that the Piscataway Bike Tour is going to be on Saturday, September 27th. So far we have 175 registers, which is pretty cool. And again, you know, just go to our website, register, just read the guidelines. And we should have the route posted by later this week or early next week. So everybody would know exactly what the route is. It's going to be a nice ride. It's going to be roughly 8 to 9 miles. Very, you know, it's a cruiser. It's a nice cruise. So anyway, hope to see everyone there. Okay. Item number 12, agenda session for October 7th, 2025, ordinance second reading, rescinding ordinance number 224-42, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions on that item? Motion accept council meeting minutes for August 12th, 2025. Item number 13. Opening to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue for the remote attendees?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis. I really like your sign on Mansfield and 7th. Don't speed in our township. You know how many of those signs I picked up from the middle of the street so far? 5 of them. Dangerous, isn't it? Yeah. Tree limbs that fall down, I stop. I pull over and pick them up. That beautiful sign that says, don't speed me, a man's failing and 7. It's a dangerous intersection. You telling us to be aware of danger. Don't speed in our township. Are you concerned with the danger in that intersection where you put your re-elect me sign on there? Are you concerned about that blind spot? Very dangerous intersection? You're not. Because it's been there, and I said it over and over again. And that manhole, that mud hole, at 7th and Clinton, you don't care about that either. Negligence. Don't put it on us. Put it on you. Negligence is all in your head.
Thank you. Any comments from the council? Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Wallers, council members, esteemed residents. My name is Ralph Johnson, 39 East Burgess Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey. And tonight I stand before you, not as a lifelong member of this vibrant community, but as a passionate advocate for its growth, unity, and healing. Many of you have seen my dedication through mentorship, outreach, coaching, strategic collaboration, all efforts aimed at uplifting our township and bringing and bridging those divides that kind of keep us apart. I came here tonight with a heartfelt and urgent plea to let us build together. Piscataway is brimming with possibilities, not just its infrastructure, its institutions, but fundamentally its people. I've had the privilege to work alongside youth, educators, law enforcement, families, driven by that conviction that when we align our values and listen with genuine empathy, we can create transformative change. I'm not here to criticize or create divisions. Rather, I invite you to engage with me how we can, as community leaders, dedicated leaders, caring neighbors, that we come together to foster the spirit of unity, equity, and pride in our township. How can we ensure that every initiative that we undertake embodies the very heart of our community, not just as policy, but as purposeful mission? I believe wholeheartedly in the power of collaboration and extending grace and the strength of working together, not in isolation, but under shared vision of success. Together, we make Piscataway a beacon of partnership. So with humility and hope, I ask you, let us all join forces. Let's explore avenues that align our efforts, magnify our strengths, and serve as our residents with compassion and clarity. So I'm here and I'm ready and I'm wholeheartedly committed to this journey alongside of all of you, not for accolades, but for a profound impact that we can make together. So I just wanted to thank you for your time, for all of your service, because these are thankless jobs. Let's just be honest there. And your willingness to engage in really vital conversations. So I think I've made enough noise to tell you that I'm serious about this. I don't want any political alignments. I just want us to come together, because Piscataway is the greatest town that I've ever lived in. I've come from concrete jungle to tree-lined streets to see where families come together, where our community rec program and our division, our senior centers, all collaborate together. So I implore you to please reach out. I'm doing all this for free of service. Everything I've done in this town has been volunteer service. I've never asked for a dime. I'm just asking us to come together so we can make this great, especially with the bike institution getting ready to come up for 150, although that's great, but for residents over 20,000, it's really like less 0.0% participation.
Baby steps.
Yes, agreed. Again,
everyone could do 8 miles.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Compared to last year's numbers, this is good.
Oh, definitely. Great improvement. And I just want to help you all get there. Again, you know who I am. You know how to contact me. I've emailed all of you. You've seen it. I've been to the mayor's office quite often, and I just want to collaborate with all of you. All right. Have a great day and good job.
Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I actually wanted to ask about some things that have happened at this particular building. I was here on September 1st, along with other people, some of whom are also in this room. And when we came to a public event at our municipal building, which is technically a free speech zone under the First Amendment and the First Amendment, there were two DPW trucks over here blocking access for people with disabilities. There were two DPW trucks on the side. There were a number of DPW trucks in the front of the building, so much so that people who came to pay their sewer bill and had a disability and needed to be able to use the ramp were unable to do that. So not only did somebody violate folks' First Amendment rights, but you also may have violated the Americans with Disability Act. And the way that you know Ralph, you also know me, and you know that I think we're at 8-1 in terms of lawsuits. I would really like to not pursue that avenue if we don't have to. So I'm asking publicly that whoever is responsible for deciding to put massive trucks out and around our building, which is paid for by taxpayers and which taxpayers have the right to access, both if you're asking them to pay their sewer bill in person and giving them an opportunity to do that by foot, and for people who want to be able to enjoy an afternoon together, standing up for their civil rights, which I would think everybody on this council would want to support, because as last time I checked, you're all registered Democrats, or at least you say you are. And we have had quite an attack on democracy in the last 8 months. And I haven't seen, with the exception of two people who are here present, and Councilwoman Lombardi has come to a few events, we've not really seen a lot of support from the town leadership here to fight Donald Trump. For the last 8 years, we have been coming to you and saying this is a crisis. There is an authoritarian attack on our rights and our residents. And for a while, y'all were putting up signs that said fight Trump. I don't know what you're doing now to fight Trump, but preventing your residents, taxpaying residents, from being able to walk safely on the lawn of the building they pay for seems like both an insult to them and also a gross waste of taxpayer dollars and an affront to the people that you're supposed to represent. I've been to events at this building prior to those that have happened this year, including one sponsored by Planned Parenthood, which not only were there no barriers, but the mayor and other people were running around and giving out water and being supportive, which was great. But there was no indication that there was any attempt to keep people from participating, which is very clearly the message that having a huge number of trucks, which, I mean, I guess we don't need to do anything with them, but we're paying people to bring them and we're paying people to bring them back to wherever they belong. So I'd like to know from the council president, if that's possible, and if not, someone else, why are you doing this and what are you doing to protect our residents from the lunatic in the White House?
Thank you, Ms. Berger.
So just to clarify to the council, in terms of your argument for free speech, First Amendment rights, you are allowed to access. The only thing is government resources and government buildings cannot be used for political events. Your gathering was a political event. I'm not talking about the trucks, but all right, I'm not going to bother you. You're going to... No. No, Ms. Berger is not going to let me speak. She's going to continue to interrupt me.
I think the energy should be focused over on Stelton Road with her buddies that had the largest tax increase in the history of town. I don't see her protesting over there. You want to know what protests? I think you should be protesting that.
Can I just say something?
She's executive officer of this town. I lead this town every day. Hey, I lead this town. All you do is sit back, criticize for the last 8 years and not produce anything except four losses.
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
I was not speaking to you. I was directing my comments to the council president, asking a very specific question. I'm sorry, Brian, but you don't like it that other people run for office. So.
All right. To just by all the rules equally, 3 minutes are up. So we're trying to respond to you. So if you can please let Raj respond, because you did ask for a response.
I asked for a response from you.
This is so. Please, if you can respond.
I mean, to the extent that you are allowed access to public lands, there's also reasonable restrictions that can be placed for the safety of the municipal building, et cetera. There is private information here, including health information, personnel information, et cetera, that needs to be protected. That just because public lands are public lands doesn't mean that there can't be reasonable restrictions for their safety and protection of personal of municipal property.
One thing. All right. So everyone has free will to protest, to rally. I've done it. Everybody's done it. We can do that. But the bottom line here is when I step here into the municipal building, I'm an elected official, okay? I can't bring my politics into here. Okay, politics and my elected position are two complete separate entities when I enter this building. I am voted upon by the entire township of Piscataway. It not Republicans, not Democrats, not progressives, everyone. I'm an elected official for everyone here in Piscataway. I make decisions based on everyone here in Piscataway, but I cannot bring my politics into this municipal building, okay? It is not fair to have my politics in here, okay, into the municipal building, all right? I'm an elected official for everyone, not only Democrats.
Can I just ask a question? I understand. No, I want to ask.
Entities.
No, I'm not questioning what you're saying. I understand. I understand that when I took this position, and I understand what you're saying. My question is, I think to Stacy's point, if there is a discriminatory practice where sometimes trucks are being placed and other times trucks are not being placed, I don't want to call it discriminatory, but I'm just saying some yes, some no. If there's a protocol, then there's a protocol, and it should be across the board. And if there is a differentiation, then I do think that that needs to be explained.
And the other piece.
Excuse me.
That we
there's
want-
a work zone going on out here
Thank
too.
You.
We're installing all.
There's no work zone on a Saturday.
All right. We just poured last week the stamp concrete right out here.
So, Laura, I'll just give you a clarification.
Raj.
Stacy had brought up Planned Parenthood. That's a 501c3. It's not a political entity. So there is a differentiation between political events and 501c3 nonprofit, non-political events. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
Her time is up.
I don't know the details. All I know is Planned Parenthood's a 501c3.
The other. Okay.
Thank you.
The other piece that I would like to mention is that we do have $5 million out there in federal monies. I would hate for something to happen to that money because someone, as we know who he is, up in the government, would pull money from our township that will go to things for our residents.
I pick people up off the
street. That's the president. I believe she's out of order.
All right, thank you.
Ms. Berger, if you can't be compliant, we're going to have to ask the officer to please just leave the room.
You can ask the officer to leave the room, I guess. That's weird, but okay.
Any additional people and in-person attendees that would like to approach the podium?
Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd. I just want to get an update from the mayor and the council with Hazelwood. Where are
taking Hazelwood Avenue, Curtis?
Well, Yeah, sure.
It's still under engineering design when the residents get the letters for the construction easements out there. They're probably, I think the parcel maps are going to be ready soon.
So we've actually got draft appraisal reports. We're looking through them to review them. Once we finalize the appraisal reports, that's when those first letters go out. So first letters, give me 2 weeks or so.
Okay.
You'll start, everybody will start receiving their first letters.
Just want to keep them informed. Thank you.
Anyone else in person attendees? All right, closing for the in-person attendees. Motion to adjourn.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second.
Second, Leibowitz.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Council closed.